knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you.
Where the kisses are
hers and hers and his.
Three's company too. Come and dance on our floor.
Come and dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
We've a lovable space that needs your face. Three's company too. You'll see that love is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Three's company too. Down at our rendezvous.
Down at our rendezvous.
Going down to the beach to play a little touch football.
Oh, can I play with you?
Sure, let me get rid of the football.
Oh, come on. I'm serious.
Well, I was serious, too, but if I'm going to take you out in public, I want to see how good you are. Now, look, hike the ball to me and then go down for a short pass, okay?
Okay, got it. Okay, you ready?
All right.
Hand one, hand two. Weren't you watching?
I certainly was.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hey,
Jack. Jack and I are going down to the beach to play some football. Do you want to come? Oh, I can't. I've got to get to my dance class.
Oh, come on, Janet. A little exercise will do you good.
What do you mean a little exercise will do me good, Jack? What do you think dancing is?
Well, come on. You can't call woo exercise.
Oh, really? What do you think, Terry?
I think you're right, Janet.
Say.
What?
And I think that you're right, too, Jack. Wait a minute. How can we both be right? I don't know. I'm new around here. Let me tell you something, Jack Tripper. In my dance class, we don't go, ooh. And I'll tell you something else. Dancing can be one of the most strenuous things that you ever do.
Strenuous? What? Dancing? Oh, right.
Are you finished? You think you could make it through an hour of dance class?
An hour? Oh, you bet your sweet little tutu.
Then why don't you come with me right now?
Right now?
Mm-hmm.
I would, but Cindy's coming to dinner. I promised to make her something special.
Chicken.
No, I thought maybe duck.
Forget it, Jack. Just forget it. I knew that you'd never take me up on it.
Hold it! Was that a dare?
You bet your sweet little tutu.
You're on! Boogie, mama.
Oh, hi, Marlene.
Hi, Janet.
I think I'm gonna like it here.
Come on, Jack. It's important that you get loosened up right away. We'll start with your neck.
Huh?
Okay, put your feet like this.
Oh, that's no problem.
Now bend your knees.
That's a problem.
No, it isn't, Jack.
Janet, yeah.
All right. Okay, we'll do a couple of sets of eight. Ready? And
eight.
One, two, three, four. Two, two, three, four. Three, two.
Looking tremendously good, I must say.
Well, hi.
Well, hi.
Hi!
Is something the matter?
Matter? No, no, no. I always warm up like this.
You're funny.
Yeah. Did you hear the one about flu? Jack!
What have you done?
I don't know, but I think I'm still doing it, Janet.
Just like that.
Janet, don't go like that!
All right, listen, everyone. Come on, let's get started.
Come on.
Janet!
Yes, right here.
Janet.
Yes, Michael.
I want you up front where the rest of the class can watch you.
Oh, sure.
Okay. I expected to see you last night.
Well, you know I've got to spend some time with my husband.
Honey, you want that part in the show, don't you?
Okay, I'll see you tonight.
Good girl.
Okay, that's all we got to work today. Let's get started. We're going to work on that combination we worked on last week. All right?
What do I do?
Well, you just follow along, Jack, if you can.
Okay, we all know the beginning. We're going to take it from the boogie section right after the intro. You ready? And 1, 2, 3, 4. 2, 2, 3, 4. Turn. 2, 3, 4. Good. Okay, now we're going to do it to the music, everybody.
You call this exercise? It's a snap.
Oh, you think so, huh? Why don't you go find yourself a spot, Jack?
So, are you here? Sorry.
Five, six, seven, eight. You, come here.
He noticed me.
Son, I think we have a problem.
Maybe I better start off in the beginner's class.
Possibly, as long as it's not in dancing. You gotta be in shape to be a dancer, son.
I was when I came in. You kids have a good time. You're doing great, okay?
Janet?
Yes, Michael.
Did you take over the class? I gotta make a phone call.
Oh, sure.
Okay? Sure. Janet's got it, everybody. Take it from the top.
And there's this one professor at UCLA who's so cute. All the girls are crazy about him.
Was he handsome?
Gorgeous. But, you know, there's one thing about him I just can't stand.
What?
His wife.
I know what you mean. All the interesting ones are married.
Excuse me. I'm not married.
And we're not interested. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hi, Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Oh, Jack. Jack, you will never guess what happened. He asked me to be in his show. I'm so excited. Michael, my dance instructor, he's going to choreograph this local production of Annie, Get Your Gun. It's going to play for 3 whole nights. What? Down in Laguna. See, one of the girls in the chorus line was she dropped out, so he asked me if I would step in. So now I have to learn all the dance steps, and I only have 1 week to get it all together. Well, aren't you going to say anything?
About what?
No,
that's great. Congratulations.
I'm so proud of you. That's great. Good for you. Can you believe it? I am actually going to be up there dancing with real live professional dancers.
Well, can we all come?
Oh, I wasn't sure you'd be interested.
What?
Just in case, though, I reserved the entire front row.
Oh. Oh, I thought the audience loved it.
Yeah. I hope Janet saw me applauding.
Oh, come on, Cindy. How could she miss you standing on your seat yelling, encore, encore? I'll plug in the coffee.
So what do you think, Mr. Furley?
Oh, I love musicals, except for all that singing and dancing.
Well, I thought Janet was sensational.
So did I.
Considering that it was her very first time.
Well, I mean, every dancer stumbles once or twice.
3 times.
You saw that time, too. Wasn't that embarrassing?
Hey! Ixnay on all this negative inking thing. Janet did a darn good job just getting through the show like that. I mean, we should all make her feel like she's the greatest thing on 2 legs since Caruso.
Caruso was a singer.
Well, he sang on 2 legs, didn't he?
And Mr. Curly, we all know that Janet did her very best tonight, but I don't think we should lie to her and tell her she was better than she was. I mean, we owe her more than that. We owe her the truth.
Hi, everybody. Well, what'd you think?
You were wonderful.
Well, what did the rest of you think?
Well,
I thought you were great.
You're just saying that.
No, honest. I thought you were really something.
Come on. I mean, I did stumble once or twice.
Three times. Not that anyone noticed.
I was so nervous backstage before the curtain went up, but then I looked over in the wings and I saw Michael and he smiled at me. Oh, Michael, oh, Michael, I'm so sorry. Oh, I didn't even introduce you. Oh, well, you already know Jack from our dance class.
Oh, yeah, the klutz.
He remembers me.
Well, I have to tell you that this is the most exciting night of my entire life. I'll never forget it.
Wait a minute. You make a sound as if you're hanging up your dancing shoes.
What?
Well, you all saw Janet out there. She has a talent. It shouldn't be wasted working in a flower shop.
Well, that's my job.
No, it doesn't have to be.
What?
No. With a lot of work and dedication, your job could be dancing professionally.
Wait a minute. Janet worked 4 years to be manager of that flower shop.
Well, listen, I can't tell you what to do, Janet. But the girl that just said to me this was the most exciting night in her life is good.
But you want her to quit her job?
Well, if she wants to make it as a dancer, yeah.
Isn't all this happening just a little too fast?
Well, that's how I work. When I spot someone who's got talent, I make my move. Well, Janet?
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 I don't know what to say. I'll quit my job tomorrow.
Now you're talking. All right. Thank you.
I'm not awake.
Did you sleep with Janet last night?
No, Terry, I didn't get a chance.
Jack, you've got to talk to her. She's going to quit her job.
It won't do any good. Michael's the only one she's listening to.
You know, there's something about that Michael I just don't like.
Listen, you don't know the half of it. Last week, I heard him tell one of his students that if she wanted to make it as a dancer, she'd have to make it with him.
Oh, I knew it. Now, you've got to go in there and tell that to Janet.
Well, maybe I won't have to. I mean, last night she was higher than a kite, but I bet this morning she'll be back to being the same sensible, level-headed Janet.
Good morning.
She's throwing her life down the drain.
Hey, you're gonna let her do it?
No, I'm gonna talk some sense into her head right now.
Just don't hurt her feelings.
Terry, the truth always hurts. Let the chips fall where they may.
What do you think, Jack?
That was great, Janet. I really liked that.
Thank you, Jack. Thank you so much.
Janet, could I talk to you for just a second?
What about it, yes?
About your being a dancer.
Oh, isn't it wonderful, Jack? It's the most wonderful thing that's ever happened to me in my life. Well, next to the two of you guys. Most friends would probably be telling me I'm making a big mistake.
Yes.
But not the two of you.
No.
I gotta go.
Janet.
Oh, Jack, no, really, I do have to go. I want to speak to my boss first thing this morning about quitting.
Boy, he had those chips flying all over the place.
I'd like to see you do better.
You just watch me. Some of us aren't afraid to tell it like it is. Janet, I have something important to talk to you about, and it just can't wait.
Oh, sure, Terry, sure. What are best friends for?
So you tell me when you're free, and we'll make an appointment.
Wait!
Hey, I'll catch you later when you're not so busy.
Terry! Terry! Come here. Gosh, you tell me what's on your mind. Go ahead, come on.
Well, you see, it's just that I mean that Jack and I, hey, what's this?
Oh, that's my family album. You don't want to look at that.
Oh, yes, I do. I love family albums. Oh, is this your family? Oh, well, of course it has to be, doesn't it? Hey, what's this?
Oh, that's a picture of me when I was 7 in ballet school.
Oh. Oh, are you that cute little princess with the pigtails?
No, I'm the frog. See that lady?
Hmm?
That's Mrs. Murphy. She was my dancing teacher. I used to dream that I was going to grow up someday and be a dancer just like her.
You know, some dreams don't come true.
I know, but now...
I've had dreams, too.
Really? About what?
Well, I dreamt that when I grew up, I'd be a nurse.
You are a nurse.
So much for that.
Hi, is everything okay?
Oh, sure, Jack. Everything's just fine.
Oh, great. You know, Janet, it's all for the best.
All for the best?
Yeah, it's better for you to give up dancing now than fall on your face later. Terry, didn't you talk to Janet about her dancing?
Yes, but we didn't exactly get to the quitting part yet.
Quitting? You want me to give up my career?
Well, see, the...
Jack Tripper, I thought I could count on you for support.
You can, Janet, it's just...
Well, never mind, Jack, I don't need your support. I'll make it on my own.
No, Janet, Janet,
just forget
no.
It, Jack.
Did you lose your voice?
I'm not gonna quit. I'm not quitting.
Hi, Janet. Thought I'd put a new switch in your bathroom.
I hate quitters.
I just got here.
Who cares?
I care. Ralph Burley is not a quitter. I've been fired a lot, but I never quit.
Janet? Janet? Janet?
Oh, my God, she's already left for the flower shop.
We'll catch her at the bus stop. Later, boy, and think people have never seen anybody in their underwear before.
Not bad. It's a big improvement since class.
If you're looking for Janet, you've just missed her.
Oh, okay, well, I'll come back later.
No, wait, wait. It's just as well Janet's gone. It'll give us a chance to be alone. Here, why don't we get comfortable? Do you really think Janet has what it takes to make it as a professional dancer?
Well, I wouldn't have taken her on as my protege if I didn't.
Michael, I'm asking you to drop her.
Oh, wait a minute. You seriously think I'm going to drop Janet for you?
I do. Look, you and I both know that she's not good enough for you. I mean, she's got no experience. She's too short.
And don't forget her age.
That's right. She's not getting any young, Janet. I know this looks bad, but when I explain...
You don't need to explain. I heard everything.
Mr. Furley!
Backstabber!
I'm no backstabber!
Liar. You're just jealous, Jack, because I have a chance to go somewhere and you're not going anywhere.
All I was doing was...
We know exactly what you were doing. You were trying to steal Janet's boyfriend.
Mr. Furley!
Janet, I just dropped by to see if you go to rehearsal this morning.
Oh, sure. I have some time before the flower shop opens.
Good. Well, I'll see you downstairs.
Thank you.
God, Janet, I can't believe you being taken in by that lech.
Lech? What are you talking about?
Come on, Janet. I overheard this guy talking to that girl, Marlene, mm-hmm. at the dance studio, and telling her if she couldn't find the time to come to his apartment, she'd never make it as a dancer. Now, why would he say something like that if he wasn't hitting on her?
Because he's her brother.
That's right. Vicky, why?
Yes, Jack, he's her brother. And he's just giving her extra help on her dancing so she can get a part in his show.
And I think you're nothing but a big jerk, Jack. And I hope everything is perfectly clear.
Not to me. I wish so.
Oh!
I see you talk to her.
Oh, Terry, I made such a big mistake. Listen, I got to get down to the dance studio and make it up to her before she hates me for the rest of her life.
Jack! Mr. Furley, what happened?
How should I know? I never pay any attention to what I hear when I listen.
I'd like to apologize again for Jack.
There's no need to. During my career, I've run into a lot of overprotective boyfriends.
Oh, Jack's not my boyfriend.
Oh. Mm-mm. Unlucky him.
Michael.
Jenna.
Michael.
Jenna.
Michael.
Jenna.
Michael, don't. Michael, cut it in my heart.
Janet, you got a good thing going with me. Don't blow it.
What?
You're fighting it.
Michael. Jack!
Jack's just a kid. Forget him.
Wow! Michael! Oh!
You know, isn't this better?
Wait, Michael!
Oh, wow, oh! Fantastic! Lovely, lovely. Just great. Just super. I love that last part. Brilliant. Brilliant, the two of you look so good together.
Jack, would you hang on a second? I'd like to say something.
No need to, Michael. I just want to thank you for all you're doing with Janet. Keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Jack, would you please just butt out?
I'm just apologizing.
Well, don't.
I wish she'd make up her mind.
How could you treat me like that? I trusted you. I believed in you. You made me believe in myself. I think what you did was very, very cruel.
I'm sorry you feel that way.
That's it? That's all that you have to say?
No, Janet. No. Let me level with you. I don't think you've got what it takes to make it as a dancer.
Well, let me level with you, Michael. I don't think you have what it takes to make it as a human being.
Janet.
Please don't say that you told me so, Jack, because I know that you tried to warn me.
Janet.
Oh, Deccan, you don't have to say that. I ought to be grateful for having my one big night in the spotlight because it is a lot more than I ever dreamed of having in my whole life.
Janet.
And don't say that you didn't come down here to say all those things, Jack, because I know darn well that you did.
Janet.
What?
I didn't come down here to say all those things.
You didn't?
No. All I wanted to say was, may I have this dance?
See you later, Jack.
Hey, where are you going?
I'll go out to have some fun.
Oh, great. Can I come?
No. Well, you wouldn't like it. It's much too strenuous.
Strenuous? Have you been talking to Janet?
No,
look,
but
just because I had a little trouble in Janet's dance class doesn't mean a thing. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Okay. If you feel that way, you can come along.
That's more like it. Where are we going?
Hang gliding.
Great. Hang gliding.
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.